Sorry, kiddo. Fluffy Wuffy Uwu time is cancelled if you can't show empathy for black people and their struggle. Welcome to Southpaws, episode 465. Defund the police. I'm Saverin.
I'm Wrathwolf. I mean,
and I'm Shiva.
And Black Lives Matter.
Yes, that should not be a surprise to that. That's our position to anyone who's listened to us for more than a minute.
Yeah, and Meltdown May decided to end with a bang as we've gone into Jameltdown June. It has been just an intriguing week of terrible shit happening on the streets. Like, when we recorded on Thursday, I don't think any of us had an idea of how widespread this shit was going to be. And here we are a week later, and, you know, there's that classic quote where, you know, there's years where you fuck around and weeks where you find out. Well, this is the week where we're finding out what kind of country we live in and who really seems to hold the power in this country. And it seems to be the cops, at least for the moment. So we've been seeing a lot of fresh horrors just all the fucking time. It's been scary. I'm not going to fucking lie. It's a real scary time here in the country, and like, and we're white. We don't have nearly as much to worry about as black or other furries of color. But, you know, we're all watching this going, Jesus Christ, how are we going to get through this? And the only way we're going to get through this is by supporting each other. And, you know, even if we're not out there protesting, we can provide logistical support. We can watch scanners. We can donate to bail funds, donate to food pantries. I mean, there's a lot of shit that you can do. I saw a tweet that was really good. It's like, protesting is not a one-lane highway. You know, there's people on the ground, but there's also everyone behind them supporting as they can. You know, I might not be able to be out on the streets necessarily. Like, my fat ass would get tear gassed and just die, because there already has been a young woman who seemed to have underlying health conditions, might have been asthmatic, I don't know. She did die from being tear gassed.
Jesus. I was going to say, with your asthma and during a pandemic, you don't want to get tear gassed. That could fucking kill you.
That would fucking kill me. But what I can do, and what I have been doing, is I've donated to bail funds. I've donated to various causes. And like, that's something I can do. Even if I'm not there on the street, I'm providing support. You know, I'm providing, you know, posting about it is not a lot of work, but at least, you know, it's putting your stake down and saying, this is what I'm here for. None of this all lives matter bullshit. None of this, why can't we all be fluffy, wuffy, ooh, ooh, fun friends? Why can't we just ignore the politics?
Yeah.
I saw that. Fuck
all that.
Fucking spelling P-A-W-A-T-I-C-S and wanted to just melt somebody's brain.
Yeah. Like, there's a time and a place for silly furry puns. Like, we're furries and we love our puns, especially animal-related puns. But, like, this is serious shit. This is grown-up adult time now. And, you know, we need to take this seriously. People's lives are literally on the line. So any of that stupid ooh-woo politics kind of crap just really gets under my skin.
But this is also me saying that full solidarity with people out there putting their asses on the line, because, you know, the cops' response to police brutality protests is more police brutality. They're like, if we can apply enough, surely this will make people stop. And I don't think that's going to be the case in the long term.
No.
Because there's a shitload more of us than there are of them. And just because they have the monopoly on violence for now doesn't mean that they will forever. Because all it's going to take is someone getting tired enough and taking out a few cops, and that will change their tune. It's going to suck. Like, this, there is no way that this works out well for everybody. But, you know, what's the line from Star Wars? The tighter you grip your fist, the more – the tighter you – grasp, the more things will slip through your fingers. It's fucking trite to say, to use Star Wars as an example, but it's a good line, right? The more they try to crack down, just the more defiant people are going to get. And I think that, you know, we have a lot of good examples of that that has happened this last week, where people just said, man, the cops are going to bust our asses anyway. Why don't we just fucking take these statues down? And they did. They've taken down statues in Alabama. They've taken down Confederate statues in the South. I thought it was extremely cool. What was that, Fuzz?
I was going to say, one of them was the Carolinas. I don't recall which one, though.
Yeah. But needless to say, like, people are just, they're just doing it. They're saying, well, they're going to hurt us no matter what we do, so we might as well do what needs to be done. Like, yeah, there was this big-ass obelisk in
downtown Dallas by the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center.
Well, this one is in Birmingham, Alabama, Birmingham Park. I had to, like, scroll down the list of stuff that we've thrown into the topic chat for the week, because there's a lot. Okay. And it's like, yeah, it was this big obelisk that people just said, fine. They got ropes and a truck and tried to pull that sucker down. They did not succeed, but if they had, they probably would have crushed their truck in the process, so probably for the best.
Yeah.
Like, this big-ass Confederate war monument, this monument to losers that they had resisted removal, that, well, they got it removed within 24 hours. They had the some statue of some dude in what Philadelphia who was, like, notoriously racist, that they had that statue removed. Now, on some of these, they're going to totally put them back when they think it's safe, but it's not ever going to be safe for those things anymore, I don't think.
Oh. I think the one I was thinking of was the monument to Robert E. Lee. I don't remember if it was a statue of him or just a thing dedicated to him.
Him in the park. It was like Lee Park, like where they had pride and stuff. And
no, this was the one I was thinking about. It took place in the Carolinas. Where, like you said, they tried to drag it down with their own truck, but it was actually the mayor of the city was like, okay, stop. Give us 24 hours. We have proper equipment. We'll take it down, but allow us to do it safely. And people were like, all right, we'll give you 24 hours. And with sure enough, within 24 hours, the city itself took the statue down and posted, you know, there was a picture next day of a fucking pile of rubble where it used to be. And that is, that's pretty awesome. And that was the one in North or South Carolina. I don't recall the specifics offhand.
It's been really interesting that there's been a lot of people, both in our fandom and the furry fandom, and in other fandoms, and like the gamers, just having the worst possible reactions possible to anybody saying Black Lives Matter or posting about it. Like, within our own fandom, within the furry community, we're real good at taking out the trash. Once it comes to light, we actually do, in most cases, deal with these people. Like, there's been a lot of people, artists and stuff, that have just showed their asses, like, well, hey, why don't we talk about all lives mattering, huh? Or Fuzz, he just posted a tweet into the Southpaws fan chat that was someone replying to, like, doing a YCH. Was like, well, can I get one that says all lives matter? And the artist is like, no. Oh, so you're racist then. If you won't do All Lives Matter, but will do Black Lives Matter, then you're racist against all non-black races. I am very smart.
Yeah, and the artist posted screen caps of the tweets like, oh no, I lost a client, lol. Yeah. And that is the that's a particular artist who is a transgender queer lesbian furry who says they're the grandchild of Robert E. Lee. So I'm like, well, that's a thing. That's pretty awesome.
The furry fandom claims another.
And the other thing that they pointed out was, and he never wanted the statues to begin with, which is actually true. We've mentioned this on the show before, that like there's a quote from Robert E. Lee around the time of right after the Civil War where he specifically said that he didn't want any monuments to himself. And it wasn't till like the 1920s or so when the Daughters of the Confederacy were trying to change the narrative of the Civil War that they were ones to put up all these monuments to the Confederacy, Lee, Jefferson Davis, etc., all over the country, even in states that were either not states at the time or were on the Union side in the Civil War. So, like, there's no reason for these fucking statues and monuments to Confederates.
And what's even, like, the purpose of Confederate monuments, the people that place them there, they place them in majority black and POC communities as basically memorials to racial terror. Basically, like, hey, mm-hmm. we're going to put these Confederate soldiers in the black neighborhoods. And, like, this is
so fucked up.
This is not even, like a debatable fact.
It's like they're trying to say, remember your place.
Exactly. The funny, you know, and a grimly funny thing also, though, about those statues is that the mold for the generic ones that are littered all over the fucking country, one, they're made of really shitty cheap brass and they're hollow inside, so if they fall off their pedestal, they crumple really nice.
Right,
but
yeah.
The only difference between a Confederate one and a Union one is there's a CSA on the belt buckle or a USA on the belt buckle. The same company made these statues and sold them all throughout the country, at least on the eastern side of the country, and got money from as many people as possible. I'm like, oh, do you want a Confederate one? You want a Union one? We get you both.
Mm.
So it's like capitalism. They got what you need.
We can get
huh?
you one of each and have them fight.
Yeah. You know, get yourself a full set and you can have giant, incredibly heavy chess.
It's like a Pokemon, you gotta get them all.
Yeah. So actually,
oh, God.
Something that is extremely cool in the haha, fuck you way and not the, well, it's a historical artifact that's been destroyed, but whatever, it's Confederate artifacts. So, along the veins of shit getting knocked down and burned down and Confederate bullshit getting destroyed. And one of the Carolinas, I think maybe it's in Virginia, I don't know, a Daughters of the Confederacy building, which Daughters of the Confederacy is a white supremacist group that basically, like, they're the ones promoting the lost cause, war between the states, states' rights, you know, to hide the fact that the South wanted to keep their slaves as the point of the Civil War, had their ship broken into and a bunch of stuff just fucking burned. Like,
wasn't that in Atlanta?
I don't know. I don't know which state it was in. It's somewhere in the southeast. It's in a Confederate place, formerly Confederate place. And people broke in and just burned some of their shit, like old documents and like an old battle flag. And like it would be one thing if somebody broke into a proper museum and burned a thing. But this was just their World War trophy wankery. Like, I'm not going to feel bad that a battle flag, an old Stars and Bars battle flag, got torched. You know, it was held up in some place of honor. You know, it wasn't a museum of going like, man, this shit sucked. These people were our ancestors and in the right. You know,
yeah.
That'd be like going and burning a KKK museum that held them as good guys.
The only Confederate flag that it would be unfortunate if it was burned is the one that is in the state house of the state that captured it from the Confederate Army, and that Virginia requested that they give them back their flag and has repeatedly requested this like every couple of decades for like a century. And the other state, I think it's what state was Jesse Ventura the governor of?
I think
of?
It was Minnesota, which is kind of unfortunate given all the stuff that Minnesota is responsible for right now.
Right, yeah. I believe it was Minnesota. Minnesota keeps saying, no, that's our war trophy, because we won it from defeating Virginia.
Yep.
So I'm just like, right on, Minnesota. You keep that fucking flag in the Capitol.
So, as we've talked about the murder of George Floyd, there is actually a tiny little silver lining to this, that the four cops that were responsible for his murder have been arrested and are being charged. They're going with second-degree murder on the cop, primarily because...
Which is a step up from third degree. It was originally third degree.
Yeah, which is essentially manslaughter. With second-degree murder, I mean, it's still murder, but murder one requires premeditation, and I just think... And people have pointed out, like, if they go with murder one, it'll be easy for him to walk free from that.
What's the difference between two and three, then? I know one is, like, premeditated.
Three is you fucked up and killed somebody accidentally. It's manslaughter. It's you hit somebody with your car. because you weren't paying attention.
But manslaughter is its own separate charge. So I'm not.
I think
there's got to be a finer distinction. The local thing.
I don't know. I'm not a legal scholar. I mean, yeah, murder yeah, too is enough. You killed a guy in like a specific manner. You took the initiative and killed a dude. And murder one is I waited for this to pop up and I got him and planned it. Like, so right. Murder two is probably the right one to go for because they can see this dude totally murdered George Floyd.
Maybe it's more crime of opportunity as opposed to pre-planned.
Yeah, I mean, we're not legal scholars.
Yeah.
You know, the cops have been arrested, but man, all this shit could have been stopped if they just fucking did this from the jump.
Like, yeah.
The police brutality protests might have been diffused if they just arrested these cops. And instead, we're now in week 5 of Meltdown May, as it were, Meltdown June.
Yeah.
Panther is noting that Murder 3 only exists in 3 states, Florida, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. So there probably is a finer distinction that we're not aware of.
Okay. But, like, I mean, if there was a video of me choking somebody to death on the ground and then just walking away, as soon as that video was out and law enforcement got wind of it, I would be behind bars and probably charged with murder in less than 24 hours, as would most any other citizen in the country.
Oh, yeah.
So there should not be a fucking distinction. You know, when you see that video, the response is always that, well, we're going to put them on administrative leave and we're going to open an investigation. And then in 6 months, when things have cooled off a little bit, they'll think no one will notice that we decided not to charge him with anything and gave him his job back.
Yeah,
it's sort of like, why does that work different for cops than it does for every other citizen in this country? Whether he's wearing a uniform or not, there is a video of him fucking killing this man.
Well, the answer to that one, and it's something that people have brought into their public consciousness, is police have what is called qualified immunity, which basically gives them full immunity to just fucking kill you if they want, to hit you with a stick, to shoot you with a rubber bullet from a rubber-coated metal shell. To call it a rubber bullet is minimizing. Like, you think, oh, it's like it's a bullet that's, instead of metal, it's rubber. No, yeah, it's a 40-millimeter shell.
I legit thought they were bullet-sized. I thought they were normal bullet-sized. But when you look at it, and it's like half a fucking cola can.
They also
have the wooden baton rounds, too.
Yeah.
And foam ones, which are hard foam as well. There was a person who was injured in Dallas from a wooden round, which is just like, hey, we took this big-ass chunk of a dowel, sort of rounded out the edges, and put it into a grenade launcher.
That's round. The baton round I was referring to.
And that is fucked up, man.
I saw pictures on the Dallas Reddit of people just showing them off.
It's like they desperately wanted to find a way to still kill people but not have to call them, like, traditional bullets. And the other thing I read is that apparently the optimal stated use for rubber rounds is that you're supposed to fire them at the ground near the feet of your opponent, and they will bounce, or they'll basically scare a person into jumping back because it, you know, hits right at your feet.
That's like the pepper rounds. They're not supposed to be aimed at heads.
Right, that's where I was going. That there's a lower chance of it ricocheting and hitting something important. But in this case, the cops are actually aiming for people's heads on purpose. And it's like, oh, here's a non-lethal round. Let's find a way to make it lethal.
At least highly damaging.
I mean,
yeah, because more than one person has already lost an eye, including a reporter that was reporting in Minneapolis, was shot in the eye with a rubber round, and the doctor was not able to save him. So she's permanently blind in one eye now.
There was another guy in California who had a similar fate where a dude got him. He, I think, got hit with a gas canister in the face. Like,
Jesus.
The cops are, you know, they just because it's not live ammunition doesn't mean they're not trying to kill you. And to call them non-lethal, just less than lethal, like, is more accurate, because 3% of people hit with these things die. And, like, I've seen videos where, like, a single person had, like, 14 strikes on their body from these rounds. Like, they just – multiple people unloaded their motherfucking grenade launchers into a black woman. And they showed the bruises on her body that are all fist-sized. And so qualified immunity means the cops can just do this shit. They can hit you in the face with a canister of tear gas, but if you pick up that tear gas canister and throw it back, that's assault with a deadly weapon.
Did you see the fireworks one?
Oh, the one where the agitator tried to set off a firework in the street and someone threw it into their car?
Yeah. Yep.
That was hilarious.
I saw that one, yeah.
And the dude yelling, no, no, bam. That's what you fucking get.
He kicked it out, and someone else picked it up and threw it back in and slammed his car door shut. And you just hear pop, pop, pop from inside the car.
That actually gets us a good transition point to talk about some of the real – the worst D&D party that's kind of popped up in the past little bit. Because, you know, you've got plenty of white shitheads with baseball bats and their guns. But we've got a fresh crop of other white shitheads that – have decided to take the D&D party route. Mm-hmm. We had the Knife Goblin, which was a white lady who decided that she was going to hop in her electric wheelchair, get a kitchen knife, and try to stab black people as they were leaving that Target in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Who got a full blast of a fire extinguisher to the face, which, all things considered, let her off really easy. Then there was Gray Arrow, the old dude who decided that he was going to use a compound bow in melee range, provoking an attack of opportunity from every single person within sight. He gets out of his car, screams, "All lives matter!" and tries to shoot a guy with a bow and arrow. That dude got his ass kicked, and his car burned. So he got off a little less lighter than most, also considering that most car insurance doesn't cover damage in the commission of a crime, and it doesn't cover riots. Panther adds calling him Whiteness Everdeen.
Oh,
that's great.
God. Wow.
Then we had Sword Brony.
Oh, fuck.
I think we might have talked about this a little bit on the show, or maybe it happened a little too late to on the recording. A dude in Dallas, here in delightful, delightful Dallas, by the name of C.A. Schultz, had been posting a lot about how he'd gotten himself a modern Roman gladius, and how, man, I could just kill somebody that wasn't wearing armor with this. And he decided to go down to Victory Park area and confront protesters and quote-unquote protect a bar he likes. Now, the right wing got a hold of this and tried to pose it as protecting his store, or that he had in fact died, but neither one of those things was the case. This guy came down and started, like, threatening people with a $35 cold cast shitty little machete, and decided to ultimately let out the shrillest little war cry and run after a kid skateboarding by. And then he got his ass absolutely handed to him. Like, they folded, spindled, but did not mutilate his ass. And, like, after they just beat the shit out of this guy, they then gave him first aid and called an ambulance. And he was out of the hospital and tweeting the next day. Which, again, this guy got off really extremely lightly, all things considered. Like, people are not out there for blood. People are out there to protest. And even these people that have shown lethal intent against them are only getting their asses kicked. They're not getting killed. But this particular one has a fun twist in that it was determined that this person, well, back in 2014 or so, was a brony and an author who had written a very popular fanfic at the time titled It's a Dangerous Business Going Out Your Door, which is a okay written adventure fic featuring like Applejack and Rarity going on a grand adventure to save Twilight Sparkle from magical horn rot or something, I think it was. And it was a very highly...
I thought you were joking. Magical horn rot. Okay.
No, I'm being serious. That's the thing. Like, I'm not even riffing on this dude. He was a brony author. And like the odds of him having attended Nightmare Nights are actually really high, even though I did go log into our old system and double check, and his surname did not occur under any of the pre-registrations, but I don't know if he ever came in and paid cash because we don't keep that data around. But it's like the odds
are... He's a double scumbag if he didn't pre-reg.
Yeah, he just shows up, pays cash at the door. Man, I could have used that money to buy more shirts or something. Who knows? It was both satisfying and slightly disappointing that I could be like, oh man, this guy attended Nightmare Nights, but it was more, I'm glad that he didn't, because it's just, holy shit, one more thing, right? Everyone's like, oh, maybe it's just the same guy, or maybe it's just this. It's like, no, this guy, once he was found out, like, immediately went and, like, deleted a bunch of his old blogs and, like, turned off the comments on his stories so nobody could, like, tell him to eat shit on freaking fem fiction. And old Wootmaster, cool black dude in the pony community who is, like, the fandom giant fandom SJW to many Nazi ronies. He had 2,700 retweets and 5,000 likes on this post, and I saw a lot of people retweet it in a wow, how fucking weird is this way.
Yeah.
The last one, like, we haven't gotten ourselves a wizard yet, but we did get, like, a drunken monk type guy who, he was driving by people protesting and then tried to go up on the curb and hit them. And then when people reacted by throwing rocks at him, he pulled a U-turn, hopped out of his car, and he had this ridiculous four-bladed knife contraption.
I saw the picture of it. Nice. I didn't see the situation.
It was a video, like, the dude tried to jump out with this ridiculous mall ninja bullshit. And like, that dude's gladius, sword brony's gladius, was $40. But this contraption, the Ultimate Knife Critical, which it's available on a Japanese website for only $300, popped out and tried to like swing at people, and they all scattered. But he's an old dude, so he's not going to chase anybody down. But like, it's been a weird week for random white folks coming at protesters with unconventional weaponry.
I saw the picture and it was like, wow, for your Wolverine cosplay, I guess.
Thankfully, in these particular situations, nobody seemed to have gotten injured from these bizarro crackers coming at them with melee weapons. I mean, there's been plenty of people injured and hurt by like the cops, but so far, don't necessarily know that there's really been too much red hat fascists attacking protesters. But that is something that is a concern, right?
They appear to be instigating, though.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, 99% of this is people instigating, be it the cops or dumb shits confronting protesters. There was one in Lubbock where some white kid with an AR-15 was brandishing it at protesters, and a dude walking by just tackled his ass. But this guy came to the protest and was holding his shitty little tactic-cooled up AR-15 with a foregrip at protesters. It's like, hey, you know, racism is bad and police brutality is bad. So this guy is so threatened he has to show up with a weapon of war.
Yeah, like, I don't understand people.
Yeah.
I have a hard time wrapping my head around how people can be this way, you know? Like how you can watch these videos of police brutality. And I guess it's the same reason that our ancestors justified slavery by seeing black people as less than human. That they watch these videos, and they don't see a human being beaten or killed. They have an inability to empathize with a fellow human being killed by the cops. And I cannot understand that. It's like a sociopathy, you know, to not be able to be like, holy shit, that's awful. Yeah. And like I said last week, like in the case of George Floyd, apparently it came out, it wasn't a forged check. It was that, like, he accidentally had a counterfeit $20 bill, which you actually relayed this discussion, I think, on your experience with this on Twitter.
Yeah.
But, like, this guy, the store owner, called the cops, who, you know, immediately murdered George Floyd. And what gets even weirder is that apparently they knew each other. Floyd had been a security person at the same establishment that the cop that killed him worked as off-duty security. And they'd worked in the same place for something like 14 years or 11 years, something like that. That's why I was going to say earlier on the murder thing, I was like, I could almost see pushing for murder one if they looked into that situation and they found out that, oh, hey, these guys knew each other and there was definitely some kind of grudge there.
Yeah.
And when they got the call and the cops saw that it was George Floyd, he was like, now's my chance. I'm going to fucking kill this guy.
Yeah.
And he took the opportunity.
I mean, I think ultimately it is simpler to be like, look, it's right there on the video.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's an angle.
Tell your story of your experience with a counterfeit 20.
Right.
In contrast. Yeah.
So in contrast to poor George Floyd, and actually I do want to issue a retraction and an apology. It's like, last week I was like, the person that called the cops on George Floyd deserves to have their shit wrecked. And I apologize for that, because the person, the dude, the store owner made this like very heartfelt post like, hey, I never intended for this to happen. Like, we were just following the rules set forth by the state and we feel terrible. And from now on, we are not going to call the cops for anything short of violence. They were just following the fucking rules, right? And to contrast that shit, I had a 20. I don't know where I got it. I might have gotten it from, like, it might have been passed my parents at Weatherford and they paid me it, or I got it somewhere in change. I don't know. It was just a fake 20. I had been to the mall and just walking around, and I bought a hat at Hot Topic. The one that says trans, it's in the Vans logo. And I hand them the 20 and the 5, because it was like a $22 hat or whatever. And they do the check and they go, uh-oh. And they kind of rub it and it smears. And I'm like, oh, no. And they're like, yeah, this one's fake. And I'm like, shit. All right, well, let me pay with my card. And like, all right. And I'm like, well, here's my thing. Here's my ID if you want to see it, you know, good faith and all that shit. And they go, yeah, just take that to a bank and turn it in. Like, you'll have to fill out a form, but it happens. But because I'm just unassuming white dude, they just go, eh, whatever. I bought my hat.
So that the person who passed it to your parents or whatever even noticed themselves?
Yeah, I mean, that thing is pointed out to me that, like, $20 bills are, like, the most counterfeited bill on Earth. And so, like, they don't bother to really contact trace this shit. It's just like, hey, it's a fake 20. It happens. Like, for me, I lost a $20 bill. It's not a huge deal to me, but I'm white. I didn't have the cops or even the mall cops called on me. I just go, ah, shit, let me pay with my card. And they let me, and I bought my hat, and I left. And to, like, to contrast that, like, having a fake $20 bill shouldn't be a fucking death sentence. Holy shit. And like, all of this is over a fake $20 bill. It's mind-blowing. You know, yeah, World War One started because, like, a dude shot a inbred duke in the head. That was, like, a singular instance that ignited a war. But in this case, it was a $20 bill that some dude had. He got gotten it from an ATM, gotten it from a restaurant. Who fucking knows? He didn't make a fake 20 on his printer at home. And so it's just mind-boggling to, you know, and, you know, it's obviously a very big example of white privilege, because I'm a white dude and I go, ah, shit, and I pay with my card and I leave. It's not a big deal. You know, it's the dumb shit that you, yeah, in hindsight, realize could have gone so fucking badly if I wasn't a white dude. Like, if I wasn't white, I would have gotten my ass kicked by the mall cops, might have gotten banned from that mall, might have been arrested. Who fucking knows? Because I inadvertently had a 20 that I don't know where I got that was mixed in with the rest of my money to buy a hat.
And even just other things that everyone has probably had happen to them, like a broken taillight or you're speeding slightly and you get pulled over. And, I mean, I've been speeding and I've gotten a warning. I've gotten a couple of tickets. I had a bulb out on one of my rear lights once. And a cop pulled me over and said, hey, FYI, your light is out. And I was like, oh. He's like, just get that checked. And I was like, okay. That one of those things happened to Philandro Castile, and he got fucking killed.
Yeah. On that same thing, like, this is something that stuck with me for a long-ass time. This was back in, like, 05. Like, I had just come back from Washington, and my plates were out, and they had Washington plates on them. And I got pulled over in River Oaks, Texas, which is a small suburb just kind of west of where my parents' house is. And they're like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, I'm all right. What's up? Like, hey, man, your plate's out. Oh, really? It's like, yeah, it's like months out of date. Oh, shit. I didn't know. All right. Well, go fix it. All right. Have a good day.
Yeah.
That was it. Like, this could have cost me, like, the car I was driving at the time. And again, I just got a friendly, like, hey, dude, your plate's out. You should fix that. And that was it. And it was, like, it was expensive to buy because I had to, like, register the car in the state and get new plates and shit. So it was, like, a couple $100s when I was really broke. But, yeah, again, like, the vast gulf of difference between me being a white dude versus a black dude or anybody else of color. And, like, it's fucking wild, man.
Yep, it is. So fucked up.
So I do want to bring up some things that are some levity for the week, because we're already 40 minutes into this, 42 minutes into this. And it's a grim week because we are living in grim times. We are living in the cool zone. I don't know if I mentioned the cool zone last week. But
you didn't? I saw it come out after the fact, and you linked it, and I guess it's an economical or societal period. It's a historical term, so go ahead and educate us.
Okay, so the cool zone is a period of time. It's used, you know, it's, I don't know if this person came up with the term or if it actually is a term used in, like, history book writing. The cool zone is a period in a history book which is fun to learn about. You know, like the Civil War, or World War II, or insert large, interesting point in history, which, when you're living through it, is not interesting or fun or cool at all. So we're very firmly in a cool zone right now, where we're having a pandemic, a century-level pandemic. We're having massive civil unrest in our cities. We have a mad president who is, you know, hiding in his bunker, shitting himself while threatening to summon the army against his citizens. So when, if we survive all this and this part is chronicled in history books, it will be real interesting in 20 to 30 years. But right now, in the midst of the cool zone, we are having a real rough time of it.
You should check the Southpaw's telegram.
Oh, shit. Yes. It's the cool zone from
Six Flags Over New Orleans.
Yes, yes.
This was after Hurricane Katrina completely demolished it, and they had like a little snack shack or whatever called the Cool Zone.
Yes,
from
that,
like,
was
a, where they abandoned had the, places type of
the misters. And I remember I used that particular image multiple times towards the end of Bronyville, because we found ourselves in a cool zone of our own within that fandom, which is part of that led to us utilizing that during our, you know, fandom explosion weeks back then. And so, like, to see that particular image resurface now in 2020 in a new context is actually really funny. In fact, I'm going to use that as this week's title image instead of our
usual. All right, there you go.
Thank you, Fuzz.
You're welcome.
For a more amusing topic, is acknowledging Black Lives Matter is fairly, from a brand, fairly perfunctory. A lot of brands are coming out with various platitudes and aren't saying a lot, but there are companies that are actually making good donations. And for some people, just making the vaguest allusion to Black Lives Matter has gamers making their Traitors to America list.
Oh my God.
So there's multiple angles to this, because the first one, be it in the horrible right-wing Weeaboo side of things. There was a tweet from an individual saying, breaking news, Western anime companies have decided they want to create division and start a war within the anime community, no matter the cost. Please spread the word of what's happening. And they tag a couple of shithead anime YouTubers. And the things that they screenshotted were Rooster Teeth making a Black Lives Matter post, Crunchyroll making a Black Lives Matter post, Funimation making a Black Lives Matter post, and Rooster Teeth providing links to the various Black Lives Matter organizations, Color of Change, National Action, NAACP, those types of company. And so you've got weeaboos extremely angry that the source of their entertainment, the legal anime sites, are just posting. Like, I mean, yes, it's good that they're making their statements, but they're statements. That's all that matters. They're making a statement. And right-wing anime nerds being extremely mad. And the next step, though, is that we've also got bronies. Derpaboru, as of like an hour or two before this recording, decided that they're going to change some rules and kind of, and they're going to clamp down on racist content. Basically, they're trying to clamp down on racist content on Derpaboru, which is a is just a fucking shithole. It's an awful website full of right-wing fascist imagery. Like, they still got basically, you know, underage horse porn in addition to, like, literally a Nazi pony who's a popular OC. But, like, they're saying that they're going to make steps, and that has angered the right-wing bronies, because
they're not even going to remove all the racism, just some of it.
Yeah, so, like, I think, though, because some of the reactions coming off of 4chan right now, based on screenshots from Whipmaster, that they are going to force Derpaboru to take a hard stance and take that the bad shit off. Mm-hmm. One would hope.
It's going to go one way or the other. They're either going to be like, haha, just kidding, lol, and appease the 4chaners, or they're going to be like, you know what, fuck it, all of this shit is gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, do the right thing.
Hopefully they do the 4chaners go to hell, because not all art needs to be archived, and a white pony with blonde mane, blue eyes, and a swastika for a cutie mark doesn't need to stick around. You can make your own shithole, okay? And not use the one big pony art site for it. But the gamers. And a lot of this has happened since we last recorded. I think I did note last week that Sony has delayed the reveal of the PlayStation 5 until a later date because, well, trying to announce a PlayStation console right now is not a good look, plus they would not be able to get footing in the news cycle. So, like,
we know that America has 40 million people unemployed right now, but hey, you can get the new PlayStation for only $599.99.
Yeah, and so they basically said, hey, we're going to just delay this a bit. And that got this Traitors to America list started. There is a terrible, shitty gamer who has a website called One Angry Gamer. This is the person who got extremely mad that there were extremely tiny gay and trans pride flags in the back of the end screen of Celeste. And when people told them, well, why don't you, like, ignore it? They're like, no, I have to look at it and get mad. Well, on the flip side of this, Ram Ismail, the lead developer and half of Lambier Games, they made a website titled onepetulantgamer.net, and they flipped it around to the Black Lives Matter supporters list. They took all of his language and flipped it. It is noted that this list is not maintained by the host, but by some absolute dingus elsewhere on the internet trying to pass it off as a list of traitors. Some of the people slash brands slash companies on this list are not necessarily good people or companies. In fact, some of them are most likely terrible people, but they have spoken out in support of Black Lives Matter and Blackout Tuesday, and presumably the dingus added them to the list for that reason. While there is no formal process being added to the list, simply loudly supporting those fighting for equality and speak up against police brutality are enough to be considered by this dingus. This has included things like Warhammer, like the people that make Warhammer and Warhammer 40K, and Nintendo, and, well, actually, Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, and Sega have all made popular statements, or statements in support of Black Lives Matter. Activision Blizzard, Adult Swim, Amazon, Annapurna Interactive, Apple, Axe Body Spray, Bad Robot Entertainment, Bandai Namco Entertainment, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Cash App, Cartoon Network, Burger King, Bungie, DC Comics, Fandom, the fan-run wikis, 11 Arts. I'm just kind of scrolling down the list because at the time of this recording, there were 438 traitors to America. Now, if I had 438 companies on my enemies list, perhaps I would have a moment of, am I the baddie here? When making just the most perfunctory gesture towards Black Lives Matter is considered enough to make them a traitor to America? And of course, there's YouTubers like Jacksepticeye, or Jesse Pridemore, or Jim Sterling, John Boyega, the actor who played Finn in Star Wars, Kotaku, who all these gamer, capital G gamer TMs hates. They're listed as blogging activists. Lego, Lyft, Markiplier. Then, of course, Mark Zuckerberg is on the list, and he sucks ass, but, I mean, he still made a, you know, hashtag post about it. Maximilian Dude, who makes really good fighting game videos. Mozilla. Oh, here's some real important ones. Pornhub, Nintendo of America, Patreon, PewDiePie even made a fucking statement about it, which has made him, like, him making a statement is, even if it's like hollow as it is, like the fact that that pissed off probably easily 5 million assholes on the internet is cool.
Their heads must have exploded when their racist prince that they worship made a pro-Black Lives Matter post, and they probably didn't know how to handle it. It was just do not compute error.
Playboy, Pokemon, Pop-Tarts, Pornhub.
I'm sorry, I saw the Pokemon one where someone quote tweeted it. They were like, thanks for ruining my childhood.
Yeah, but that's communism kills. This is the person who got massively dunked on by Brace Belden. She's like, oh, my apartment's so cold and my blankets are too cold to use. And he replied with, hey, bitch, I'm at a communist compound. We got like 50 blankets. It's warm as hell. But yeah, they donated $100,000 and they're like, oh, you're ruining my childhood. Basically, if somebody says you ruined their childhood because you did a thing, they're a fucking idiot. Tell them to shut up. But they donated $100,000. Niantic donated money. Square Enix is not really big. I mean, their donation's $250,000 with a promise of matching donations from any of their employees, which, I mean, $250,000 is like 8 months of just my guild, which is a large guild, monthly payments. But still, that's more than some of these companies, because some of them just make a statement. Let's see, Ryan Reynolds. So Deadpool says Black Lives Matter.
I am not at all surprised. Ryan Reynolds has consistently shown himself to be a cool dude.
Yeah. Skillshare, Skill Up, Skillet Music, SiriusXM, Sony, Sony Music, Sony Pictures, PlayStation. PlayStation is listed as a double traitor because they not only promoted Black Lives Matter, but they also delayed their PlayStation 5 reveal. How dare they?
For those at home, I just want to point out right quick that Savage not joking and using his own terminology here. This asshat literally wrote double traitor next to Sony and three or four other companies. I'm like, I would say that as a joke. You're not just a traitor. You're a double traitor. Apparently this guy's being serious.
Yeah, they even list TechRaptor, which is a fucking GamerGator started gaming news website. They're like right-wing chuds, but even they can make a post about Black Lives Matter. And they piss. And so like this guy is, if you see those damn political squares, this guy is very, very firmly in the upper, far, far upper right, like outside the bounds kind of thing, it seems. The Rock, as in, you know, the wrestler, made a post about it. It's been like an 8-minute video. Toei Animation. Like, it was hilarious because, like, these weeaboos were so upset, like, oh, Japan's gonna put their foot down. How dare these companies get involved in politics? Well, Toei, being, you know, the people that make Dragon Ball Z and a bunch of other extremely popular, very large products, they, a Japanese company, put out a statement about Black Lives Matter. And Japan, land of the no politics, according to these weeaboos, themselves is having protests about police violence after I think it was a Kurdish dude, got beaten up in the street by their cops. So, like, their land of no politics, I say with quotation fingers, is having their own political unrest over racism from their own police. Tyler Ninja Blevins, the biggest streamer on YouTube, on Twitch. I think he moved over to Mixer, but whatever. Very insanely wealthy. This guy's like peak gamer, peak streamer. He made a statement about it. Viz Media, Webtoon, WW fucking E, the wrestling company. And like, they've got a shitload of problems when it comes to race and representation on their stuff, but even they made a statement. And of course, just YouTube, Yongyi, and then of course, Yen Press, which makes a lot of like Yaoi and Yuri and stuff. So basically, this is a list 433 long on the website. I'm looking at the onepetulantgamer.net. And each one of these that I've listed, plus a whole bunch more that I didn't list, provides a link to the tweet or posting on the website in support of Black Lives Matter, if you want to go and see. And on the sidebar, it has charities to support Black Lives Matter, George Floyd Memorial Fund, the Bail Project, and Unicorn Riot, resources on Black Lives Matter, and BLMG.org, which is a living resource supporting Black communities and allies in safely strategizing, organizing, and mobilizing across the U.S. So, like, it's a good website. OnePetulantGamer.net is the website for now, and go check that out for a list of companies which might not be good. I mean, they're still companies, they're not your friend, but they at least said the right thing in the moment. And if that's damning with faint praise, I guess it is, but it's better than nothing. Because really, not saying anything is, it's just shitty. It's like, you don't, like, You can make a statement. It's not hard.
So that person that was like the artist that was like, no, I'm not making an All Lives Matter version of this. The person that was pissed at them has now added them to a list called Racists and Bigots. It's all the racists and bigots I've came across. And they're all the people that are like, that are saying Black Lives Matter and not All Lives Matter. It's
very cool.
God.
So what's fun is you can just, if you block somebody.
If you block the person, then you don't appear on the list. Yeah.
So going back to talking about the furry community cleaning up shitty people, I don't know if we really covered it, but this was something actually where, because I also mentioned in that screen cap that Dragonair is on the list. And Dragonair, we all know who he is, actually took action today. So earlier in the day, there was a very shitty racist chat that got outed and screen capped all to hell. And a lot of people were basically outed as being just horrific bigots. Like, if you go and look up the Imgur link of all this stuff, like, content warning for just maximum 4chaner language, like, transphobic and racist and just bigoted in general. Like, these guys were throwing out every slur they could think of and maybe making some new ones up. And it got out and got screen capped, and like, every single person that got outed either made this very well rehearsed post of contrition, because I mean, it was well written, but it would have been a lot more convincing if they hadn't like copy pasted it across multiple accounts. So there's that, but the list of names on Fur Affinity and like everybody on that list, FA, just got nuked. They got suspended. It's like, hey, fuck off. Like, you're, you know, ironic bigotry is still bigotry. Diet hatred is still hatred. So even if you're posting edgy bullshit as a joke, you're still doing it. And these guys fucked around and found out what the community is doing right now to people that post this kind of shit. And it turns out they're getting exiled and having their Fur Affinity kicked out from underneath them. And honestly, if that's the worst that happens to them, they got off easy. Because what sucks ass is a couple of these people are people that ran meets down in Austin. And so, like, that's a real fucking bummer for people that live down there, like Kalis, who posted about, man, he's like the only black dude at these fur meets. Well, I guess there's not going to be any black people at these next fur meets that these guys run. And I don't blame him one bit. Like, it's hard enough to be a black furry in a lot of ways, especially when in Texas, and even more so when there's motherfuckers that go and post this shit behind your back. I don't know if it was him or someone's like, they'll hug you to your face and talk about you like that behind your back. Be consistent. You're going to be shitty because you're going to get found out. You know?
Yeah. I was going to say, that leads into your the tweet by the chair of San Japan, who made a tweet on his locked account that was really shitty and dumb, and it got leaked.
Oh, man. To go on to that point, and this is just, this is how you piss off literally everybody. Because, you know, even if you're posting things privately, even you only have 300 followers, if you post the wrong thing, it's going to get out there. And in this particular case, it was San Japan, which is a 20,000 person, I think, follower or attendee anime convention in San Antonio, Texas. I went there a total of once to promote Nightmare Nights, and then I didn't go again because it wasn't really cost effective. But it's an anime convention in San Antonio at the convention center. I love going to San Antonio because it's such a pretty city, and like, I really like going to conventions down there for that reason. But in this particular case, homie tweets, "We got tagged asking why we don't bring out people of color in the industry. I'll tell you why. We get tagged and constantly requested to book sexual predators and popular asshole divas. That's what people want to throw their money at. Show up by the hundreds with cash to see people of color, then I'll book them. There's a convention in Waco who specifically focuses on POC fandom, industry run by POC staff, but they don't get the love they deserve." This was possibly, how do you piss off literally everybody? Because not only are you pissing off anybody that said, yeah, there's black people in the industry, we should bring them out. There's black cosplayers, there's black people that work for Rooster Teeth and Funimation, etc., that live in Texas. There's black people that work for various gaming companies that have places here in Texas. So they piss off that side, right? But then you piss off the fans of the people whom they actually do book. You piss off the popular asshole divas, the voice actors that they do actually get, and the people that they've booked in prior years. And so you've pissed off all the people that they'd previously had a working relationship with. And then they also piss off the bitter ender defenders of Vic Lasagna, because there's really not that many more known sexual predators in the anime convention scene. I'm sure there's plenty of low-key ones, but not ones that are super popular and well-known, like Vic Lasagna. So this guy managed to piss off literally every possible group that he could have pissed off. Real impressive, honestly, because this guy, I've seen plenty of posts about it, people mad about the, you know, why don't you get black creators? Why don't you get people of color as guests? And I haven't seen much otherwise, but vendors are like, well, fuck you. I want my refund, because guess what? The refund end period apparently is the 10th. So this is an all-timer for tweets that should have stayed in drafts. Like, sometimes you just need to type out a tweet and then you click discard. That would have been better, because even if you tweeted from your 300 follower locked account, your personal account, and this gets out there, you have literally caused yourself tens of thousands of dollars in damage, possibly more, because you might have, I'm not going to say for sure, but if I was a voice actor who had been booked at San Japan and then was referred to by the con chair as a asshole diva, I don't think I'd want to go, even if the pay was real good. Or if I did go, I wouldn't put on much of a performance, but I already got the cash in my pocket. So, yeah, that's a real all-timer of a fuck-up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Oof. Ugh.
We don't book people like that in the furry community. But that would be like if I shit-talked like a voice actor publicly that back when I was running PonyCons, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I would lose the ability to book guests from that agent. I would lose the ability to get like certain community members as guests, you know, like there would be very large scale repercussions. Yeah. I was like, what's the word? Oh man, man, oh man, oh man. Well, all I can say is I'm glad I'm not him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see them stumble. You see them fall. You see the explosion, and we're way up here in Dallas going, what a dust cloud.
Boy, that sure is a thing.
Now you fucked up. Now you have fucked up. You have fucked up now. Now you have fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I think I had a one cool thing.
You did have a one cool thing, Fuzz, because this is actually nice.
Okay.
So go ahead, Fuzz.
So, yeah, so the one cool thing was artist Demacure, I think that's how you pronounce their name. They do the Cinderfrost comic, which is quite popular on FA.
But yeah, very, very fun.
Yeah, very fun. They've also done a couple of other one-shot comics.
They do Cats Can Fetch and then Tidal Wave.
They didn't do Cats Can Fetch. That was Fluff Kevlar.
Okay.
I think they did do Tidal Wave and they did the Silk Sash.
Right,
Which is also very hot.
Yeah.
But anyway, because they're so busy, probably with other projects and comics and maintaining Patreon, they don't really do commissions anymore. So it's really hard to get a commission from them. But anyway, they were like, I'm going to do a commission, and all the money is going to go towards Black Lives Matter support groups. And the commission ended up raising $2,000. So that's, for one artist, that's like, damn, that's a pretty hefty amount of money. So both the largest and second largest groups that were taking donations in Minneapolis have said, we're already getting a shitload of money, give your money to somebody else. Like, they've made public statements about this. And so in order to, like, support smaller organizations, Demi is splitting the money between three other organizations. And Sarah, you put the links to these orgs in the show notes, just so people know about them.
Yeah,
well, but it's Black Visions Collective, Reclaim the Block, and Moody, which is all caps. That's awesome. So they're doing a commission. I think it's like a 2 or 3 character commission. They're getting $2,000 for it, and they're turning around and donating that, which is really cool of them. You know, furries using their powers for good, you know? So I thought that was very cool.
That is very cool.
Okay, yeah. Don't bother following me. Follow some black people on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm not really kidding about that. There is a fucking ton of furries of color that do amazing work. Actually, I do want to mention it. Like, it's been, I know there's racists in the fandom. There's racists in every community. It is really disheartening reading the statements that some furries of color have made about their experiences in the fandom. Like, literally, people that have been like, when they found out the person behind the character was black, they didn't want anything to do with me. Or when I took off my fursuit head and they realized I was black, they suddenly weren't interested in hanging out anymore. Like, and I'm just like, what the fuck, man? That's
just such bullshit.
It really is. And it's just, it's really disheartening to hear. And I'm like, y'all, don't fucking be like that. I doubt anyone listening to us these days would be. But just putting that out there, that is so fucking sad and shitty, you know? But anyway, you know, there is the furry Black History Month is in February. So if you follow that hashtag, there's a lot of people there posting. And today I discovered another account. Let me pull it up on my Twitter. There's a Twitter account called Furs of Color. It's all one word, no underscore or anything like that. And their bio says, helping raise awareness for and of the people of color within the furry fandom. And if you're a furry of color and you tweet at them, you can use the hashtag Furs of Color. They will boost your stuff. They're fairly new Twitter account, about a year old. They got 1,100 followers. So, you know, go give them a follow, you know, and support the people in our fandom, you know, because they need the support. And, you know, good people following and interacting with furries of color will counteract all the shitty people. And hopefully eventually we can drive all the shitty people out.
The fandom is what we make of it, and the right people seem to be driving the train, as it were. So stand up for your black brothers and sisters out there. Support artists of color, and just do your fucking best to support them at this time, because, like, for us, we're stressed and scared, but for them, it's a lot worse. You know, support that, minus the bullshit, hey, if you want to come to a very much not racist, asshole-filled chat, you can come to the fan chat. There'll be a link in the show notes. Beyond that, you can find us there.
We aggressively kick out shitty people.
Yeah. And you can email us always, southpawscast@gmail.com. Anything else, guys?
No.
All right.
I think that's enough. It's a lot this week. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on that note, good night.
And defund the cops.